This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I guess there are a few things all of us can agree upon. Very few, I guess, but at least one is education. It is important.
Have you ever wondered what goes on in the mind of a CEO of a multinational company? Well, you're about to find out. This is BFM 89.9, and you're listening to a brand new series we're calling What's Next? The idea is simple. We approached captains of industry, the CEOs, the CTOs, the CFOs, you know, all of those people that run the show, the big kahunas, the people that help shape the Malaysian economy. So we approached these captains of industry to find out their thoughts on the future. For this first season of What's Next, we decided to visit the slick offices of Maxis to catch up with this guy.
So, hello, my name is Morten Lundahl, and I'm the CEO of Maxis.
But instead of a traditional interview, we tried something different. I asked Morten to put forward his vision in the form of a carefully crafted monologue. And what we got was a rare insight into the inner workings of one of the most important CEOs in Malaysia. Allow me to present What's Next with Morten on the topic of education.
Good education is also an intensely personal issue and a heartfelt ambition we have for our kids. And if you're a parent, I'm sure you know what I mean. I also think we can agree that our current educational system is imperfect in so many ways, at least in relation to the new opportunities and requirements that the technology now can provide. There are not so many topics that are more researched than just this one, education. And there's a noisy choir of endless voices that sing their own version of how to improve education. And that those songs are really in harmony, but still it's a very loud song. But looking at the results, also in Malaysia, the progress is rather slow. So what could I add to the picture? Well, I am a so-called, not an educational guy, but I'm a so-called businessman. So I decided to take a strictly, nearly cartoonish business manager's perspective on education.
So, Morten, I like the idea that education needs to be solved as a business problem. But whose problem is it to solve? Because governments don't look at these things as business problems.
Well, you can first say whose problem is it before you say whose problem is this to solve. I think it's, sounds a bit broad, but it's sort of everybody's problem. Huh? It is the problem of the future problem of the students, and it's heartfelt by the parents, and it will be felt by the society, and therefore the politicians and the businesses that won't employ these people. So in some way, this is one of the problems we all really own. When it comes to solving it, I guess I see two sources of potential problem solvers. One is that we will see new emerging models coming from private players, niche players, probably in the US as always, and that have been expanded and copied globally. I've already seen a few attempts. There's a graduate school now in Silicon Valley, which is based on virtual learning, digital learning, global learning, very personal learning, individual potential build-up kind of thing. And if these experiments become successful, they'll be copied and pasted. But the other thing, I hope that a government of a very progressive, maybe smallish nation can really take this on as a holistic thing. As I mentioned, I think that all the components of a solutions out there, technology, mobile, the cloud, the content provisioning, new modern teachers, aggressive parents, willing students, it's all there. But it's a very few places I've seen them all put together in one place.
So what then is the problem? What is causing all of this unhappiness?
One is that there's lack of relevant technologies. And as most of us know, there's tremendous potential in technology and many, many solutions available to provide our students with quality, interactive, up-to-date information and support. But little is actually well implemented. And that plays also over to teaching. Teaching and teachers are in many ways still teaching the way they did back 10, 20 years ago, when they could have done so much more with the availability of this new content and these new technologies. And there's too much focus on exams. The overriding goal seems to be to reach a good university, which is reached through getting good grades, which is achieved by doing well on exams. But does this really prepare you to succeed in real-life situations? And lastly, there's a focus on subjects, not on the student, him or herself, as the subject. Most schools are striving to have good results, but they are not in a position to guide and inspire the individual to reach their highest potential and to be prepared to go into the workplace the way they are today. But I would like to focus on one big challenge, which is that we unlikely will get significant educational progress without the answer being something that qualifies being characterized as a radical business model change, just like the book Purchasing Has Gone Through. Something like, any student, wherever they are, must be able to choose content from the best sources in the world. Any student must be able to acquire skills and knowledge in an individually adopted way that allows for combinations of being taught, participating in group learning, and also interactive learning, digital learning. And any student should be able to participate in an extended community of peers, experts, teachers, and parents, where learning is discussed and progress tracked. And lastly, any student should be offered opportunities to grow personally and socially towards the fullest potential to participate in the demands of tomorrow's society. All of these objectives can be met by rethinking the educational business model and by leveraging technology. All the components of an integrated solution are already out there. They just haven't been put together yet. If this was a business, this problem would have been solved. Instead of spelling out further what this means, I think I leave it there as a food for your thought.
That was Morten Lundal, the CEO of Maxis. As for what's next with Morten, tune in next week to listen to Morten's thoughts on new ways of working. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.